Jerry Jones just wrapped up the trial with Cynthia Davis in Texarkana this week, and joining us now on the ticket, as we disguise his or her voice to maintain their anonymity, is a deep throat informant who says they were involved in the Jones-Davis trial. Good morning, deep throat informant. Thank you for your courage.
Yes.
Can you tell us what your role was in the trial?
First of all, I must say that I fear for not only my life, but also my safety. I am in grave and mortal danger.
Oh, no.
And I also fear for my life.
Well, yes, okay, a little redundant.
I was the surprise witness.
Oh.
The Jerry Jones trial in Texarkana, where he was suing the illegitimate child daughter.
Yes.
That he had with gate agent.
Yes.
In fact, it was only after Jerry saw me in the witness on deck circle.
They have those?
That he hastily and with haste settled the case before I could be called.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
It is because I know the real story of the true facts.
Hmm. Can you share those with us?
No, I cannot. I cannot. No. Yes.
Well, okay. Quick switch.
Good.
Many, many years ago, in the year of our Lord, 9 months before Veruca, I walked in as Jerry was giving baby to gay agent.
You saw this happen?
It was so troubling and disturbing that I fear I cannot even speak of it.
Well,
I cannot.
Please.
Okay. They were not making love the way a husband and wife are intended to make love.
Could get a bingo here.
They were involved in the most canine of acts. They were making love as stray dogs do. And Jerry the owner was not dressed as Jerry the owner, nor Jerry the GM. He was dressed as Marie Antoinette.
This is weird.
With powdered face and fake mole.
There it
and
is.
The top of the dress was pulled down to reveal Jerry with full breast implants.
Okay.
What?
That were leaking mother's milk due to forced lactation.
Okay. Well, no wonder he didn't want you to take the witness stand.
Sitting in the corner of the room was an inebriated Barry Switzer.
Don't bring Barry into this.
Who sat silently and politely while he trained a gun on Jerry's forehead. Okay.
Jerry needed that, too?
I would see the red dot of the laser sometimes wander down to Jerry's prodigious rack as Barry became more aggressive with himself.
Oh, gosh.
The act of baby creation lasted maybe 12 seconds. But the aftercare routine lasted hours and consisted of gay agent telling Jerry all the great moves he had made as general manager. I was spotted and made to sign a rather aggressive NDA.
Oh, an aggressive one.
As was the female gate agent. As was Barry. As was the gun that Barry had. Jerry took no chances. Everything went well with the transaction. until Jerry spotted me. When I quickly took a picture with my crude cell phone, Jerry knew that I had blackmail in my heart. So he chased me into a little rock sewer where he beat me about the head and face area.
That's terrible.
With a double-ended Lombardi trophy that he had used earlier in the encounter.
Oh, my goodness.
I cannot.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we need to hear anymore.
I cannot.
All right.
Too disturbing.
There goes the deep-throat informant.